in a pity. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city.
7:44 on your Thursday morning. Yeah, a little chillier out there. Cloudy this morning as we wake up. Smoke isn't really an issue, and in fact, a lot of those smoke alerts, there had been some special air quality statements up for the western part of the province up until yesterday. Those are now gone this morning. Air quality warnings, however, remain up in northern Saskatchewan this morning. Well, hey, something else to do with the family over the summer. Regina Downtown's 2025 Summer in the Square programming. All kinds of events and activities. On the line to give us more information is Remo Creer of the Regina Downtown Business Improvement District. Good morning, Remo.
Good morning.
So tell us about the programming for Summer in the Square.
Yeah, so our Summer in the Square programming is pretty much inviting to all types of people in and around the city. For downtown people, like corporate offices, office people, right? We invite them to come down in the afternoon or during lunchtime to take part in our activities. That would help take off that load of a busy work week or work day and then just like let loose and be active. And also we got some stuff in the afternoon as well for the whole family. After you go for supper, you want to be active, burn off the calories. There we go.
What kinds of things can people expect?
Yeah, so we're highlighting a lot of things. Like we got Zumba in the park, we got bachata in the park, we got salsa in the park, we got story time in the park, which you get like a couple of authors that would talk about their stuff, all their writings. We have a Creative Active Champions, which invites people to come out during lunchtime, hosted by Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame. And you pretty much, yeah, like play some sports, compete with other office mates or other people that you see around downtown. We got Country Swing in the Park presented by Agribition. We teach people how to, not me personally, but, you know, some experts would teach you how to do some country swing. We also got some line dancing as well. We got art in the park, and we also got some solar viewing coming up this Saturday, actually.
Do you find it's a challenge getting people downtown? Construction, has that been kind of, a new challenge, certainly this year with all the construction happening? I'm thinking of, you know, for example, 11th Ave.
It could be, but at the same time, yeah, like if you plan ahead and make sure to find a way where to get around and then see the updates, yeah, like plan your route. Know where to park, and you should be good to go.
How important is it to bring more people into Papiaco Plaza, that area near Victoria Park? How important is it to get people down there?
Yeah, so our downtown spaces is the heart of the city. It is the middle of the city. This is where everybody gathers, all ages. Everybody from every kind of background gathers in Victoria Park and Papiaco Plaza. It is important. We love seeing it. We love seeing a vibrant community in our downtown for sure.
And all the activities we should mention as well, Remo, they're free, right?
They are all free. I forgot to mention that. Yes, they are all free. All you need to bring really is your vibe, your energy, and you're willing to participate and meet new people.
That summer energy, it can be on full display in downtown Regina. Remo, anything else that you'd like to add about 2025 Summer in the Square?
Yeah, like all activities, the schedule runs on now until August 31st. And you can see the full schedule of when and where in the park when it happened on our website at reginadowntown.ca. Or you can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn to see the full schedule.
Thanks for your time this morning, Remo.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Remo Creer of the Regina Downtown Business Improvement District. Hey, just coming in this morning, a bit of breaking news. Pop star of the 50s and 60s, Connie Francis, just passed away, confirmed by her friend and publicist. You know her from hits like Pretty Little Baby and Who's Sorry Now. She was the first woman to have a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 as a solo artist. Now, her death comes just 2 weeks after it was revealed she'd been hospitalized because of extreme pain. Connie Francis was 87. At 7:52, Kevin Martell in with you on this Thursday morning as you are driving to work, as you are getting ready for work. Most museums have strict guidelines. Don't touch, don't cross the rope, stay behind the glass. But in the tiny town of Radisson, the rules are a little different. In Saskatchewan Stories with Brittany Cafe, she's visiting a museum where touching the artifacts isn't just allowed, it's encouraged.
Judah Tyerman got a rock tumbler when he was 9. It didn't take long for his passion for rocks to grow, along with his collection.
My mother has a bunch of glass jars that she uses for canning. I ended up throwing things in those that I found. We couldn't eat off the table for probably a month at one point.
What started as a dining room full of shiny stones became a collection big enough to fill a museum. So he started one. Tyerman opened the Sisula Mineral and Gem Museum in 2016 when he was just 11 years old. And this is a space where you don't just look, you learn by touching.
It's hands-on, it's to get a feel for things. You see all these different things, you don't know actually how much it weighs. There's different densities for some of them, so it can be eye-opening, I suppose.
Tyerman hears it all the time. Parents walking in with strict reminders. Don't touch anything.
They'll tell me quite often that I just spent the last 20 minutes trying to tell him not to touch everything, and then it's just completely ruined for them.
8-year-old Kinsey is visiting the museum, and she's in rock heaven.
Me and Olivia came to visit our Nana, and we thought this would be a cool stop. I love crystals.
She tells me she's already a bit of a collector herself.
I have an amethyst heart at home that's like a heart and then it has like the crystal. We have like this whole like thingamabob where we put the things in rainbow order.
But the museum isn't just hands-on. It's heart-forward. Coco Campion works at the museum and she remembers one little boy who walked through the door and saw something bigger than just rocks.
He was all crazy about rocks and he basically toured me through our shop and just showing me around, talking about this and that. And he told me that he had met Judah because he came in before and said that he was really inspired by the story and he wishes he could do something like this as well. It was really, really adorable.
It can be easy to miss Radisson on a map, but thanks to a kid with a rock polisher and a few too many stones on the kitchen table, it's become a destination. Because sometimes the best museums aren't built by institutions. They're built by imagination. In Radisson, I'm Brittany Cafe, 980 CJME.
Hey, still with rocks, and we heard yesterday afternoon, got an interesting call into the newsroom about a man who had been throwing things onto Ring Road on the Victoria Avenue Bridge just before Arcola. Evelyn Fawcett says she narrowly avoided getting hit.
So he was throwing what looked like rocks, and he missed me, so I was lucky. But, I mean, I stayed calm because I couldn't go in the left-hand lane myself because there was now cars in there, right?
We have reached out to Regina Police to try to get a little bit more information on this. Eight 14. Hey, you think the kids would be married with their own kids at this point? It's been so long, but it's finally the end of Stranger Things. We've been waiting 3 years for this final season. I didn't think it was ever going to come, and now we're getting the trailer for this final season 5.
Wherever this blood leads,
I need you to fight one last time.
Now, the new season will be released in 3 parts near the end of the year. Volume 1 on November 26th. Volume 2, Christmas Day. The finale comes on New Year's Eve, so you can ignore your family during the holidays and watch TV instead. When it comes to theaters, it is a renewed I Know What You Did Last Summer in theaters beginning tonight as well. A new Smurfs movie. We just got an email from the IMAX here in the city. Tickets are on sale right now. Speaking of movies, get ready for it. For Christopher Nolan's next movie, The Odyssey, for next year. You can get your tickets now. The movie doesn't come out until mid-July of 2026. There are a lot of Christopher Nolan fans, absolutely. And now you can get your ticket for his next movie 1 year in advance. That is right now at the IMAX 70mm screenings. Chris Nolan really likes that format. If you can't wait and you want to see a movie right now while also taking advantage of the summer, about an hour or so down the road to the east of us along the number one, the Twilight Drive-In in Wolseley. Here to chat about it is the Drive-In's Don Zaba. Morning, Don. Good to speak with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, you're welcome. Good morning, too.
How has the movie season been so far?
Actually, it's been quite well. We've been playing some pretty good movies, yeah, and the customers are coming out.
Yeah, movie theaters have had a strong, I know, several months. Theaters, that is, with some big blockbusters bringing more people out. Are you finding that that is translating to your drive-in?
Yeah, it certainly is. We just finished playing a couple movies here.
Hope it's not a strategy.
Anything else, Professor?
Drive fast.
F1 and Mission Impossible.
I need you to trust me. One last time.
They did quite well. Absolutely right. Yeah, that people are glad to get out and bring their families out to the drive-in.
Movie watching habits change, as we know. Is the drive-in, Don, a popular way to take in a movie still?
It certainly is, you know, especially when you come out here, you can sit outside. We have outdoor speakers and they can watch the movies in their lawn chairs. They can bring their kids in pajamas. They can bring their pets out. We're pet friendly. And yeah, it's a great atmosphere out of the Twilight Drive-In. And of course, we have a full concession, which everybody can, sort of plan a sort of a late snack at the drive-in.
Hey, you guys have been operating for more than 70 years now, right?
We surely have. Yeah, that's right.
And so how much did popcorn cost 70 years ago?
Actually, we were just talking about that the other day. A 100-pound bag of popcorn would cost us $2. And now you're looking at a 50-pound bag is about $62.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So
wow.
It went up. But also back then, a bag of popcorn cost 10 cents. Now it's $10.
Yeah. I can imagine. I know because I pay it. Which movies are the most popular? I would imagine family movies.
Absolutely, yeah. Family adventure ones, they're the most popular, right?
Well, excellent. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Well, I always said it before, my favorite movie was with Clint Eastwood, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Have you played it? Have you shown it out there?
Oh, yes. We show it numerous times, yes, absolutely.
How's the rest of the summer looking at Twilight Drive-In? What's coming up here?
Actually, looks really well. Of course, this weekend they're playing...
Back home, I didn't fit in. I thought Earth was the problem, but what if it's me?
L.E.O., it's an animated adventure for a family, and yeah, it'll do well. And the following weekend, we're playing Superman.
Home. Take me home.
And actually, the long weekend in August, we're playing Jurassic World.
These dinosaurs were too dangerous for the original park.
Should be a good program.
Yeah, some more blockbusters coming up here, so it could continue to be a great season for you.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way for July, that's for sure.
Smoke hasn't impacted attendance at all?
No, it hasn't, no. Some nights it's a little bit hazy out there, but for the most part, no, it doesn't interfere at all.
Well, excellent. I appreciate your time this morning, Don.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Kevin.
The Twilight Drive-In's Don Zaba this morning. Thursday morning, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan again today and for the next couple days. Hey, at more than 370 wildfires, we've already had more fires in the province this year than we got the entirety of last year. 980 CJME Shane Clausing was just in Waskasoo for us. He is on the line with us this morning. Shane, thanks for joining us. And do we have an update on how far the Buell fire is from Waskasoo?
Yeah, last we heard it's about 30 kilometers away, so still kind of in that area where we thought it was a couple days ago as well. It did grow in size a little bit compared to what we first heard on Monday. But yeah, it is inching closer to the town. But honestly, Kevin, when you're in the town, you have no idea it's even coming close to you. It's a crazy world out there.
Yeah, you had a chance to get a feel in the community, walk around. I want to ask you about what people are saying. First, though, how was the air quality there yesterday?
You know what? I couldn't believe it. It was better than Saskatoon or Prince Albert, because I visited both cities yesterday, obviously, on my drive back. And you could see across the lake in Waskasoo. It was nice, clear, basically almost perfectly clear. There's a little haze hanging over, but you couldn't, like, it wasn't as bad as what we've seen in Prince Albert and Saskatoon, where it's thick and you could kind of taste it. So it was a big surprise. Like I said, you wouldn't even know the fire is, 20 minutes away. It's that crazy weather right now.
980 CJME Shane Clausing on the line with me this morning. He was just in Waskasoo yesterday. And Shane, so how are people feeling there?
It is completely calm. Like, I was completely shocked when I went there. I thought there'd be some people, taking precautions because Parks Canada did put out a little pre-evacuation notice, just kind of telling everyone, hey, be ready in case you have to go, but everyone's just going about their vacation. Not many people wanted to chat. In fact, like when I was driving around and trying to talk to people, they're like, why are you here? There's nothing to worry about. So Some people have taken the precautions. It was a little quieter than it normally is this time of year. They were saying it feels more like mid-June compared to mid-July. But all in all, people in the community are just going about their day, and they say, you know what, whatever happens, it happens, and we'll be prepared if we have to go.
Now you stopped by a number of businesses, the golf course, the marina. How are they feeling? How are workers feeling?
Yeah, you know what? Their biggest concern is obviously that business is down. That sucks. The golf course was saying, you know what, they've been slow this week. They've obviously had some tee time cancellations. And the biggest thing there, too, was it's been like that all year, though, because of the wildfire smoke that's just kind of hung over Waskasoo. So they said that's been deterring people away. I talked to people at the marina, too. Some people from out of province have pulled out their boats just in case they get stuck. But other than that, everyone else has kept their boats, and it's also been slow there. So they're more just concerned about business, and, you know, they're really hoping the fire gets under control so everyone can come back to Waskasoo.
As you mentioned, people there are being told to get ready to leave, be prepared, but not to leave yet. Some people I know, Shane, that you talk to feel if they do need to leave, they could get out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I talked with one guy at the marina, and I mean, to his credit, he has a motorhome and he knows how to get a boat in and out. But yeah, most people are kind of like, I guess they're bringing more of the minimum stuff there, unless you're camping, right? So if you're at a cabin, you're kind of just like, all right, we could pack up and get out pretty quickly. But then again, it's Mother Nature, and she could do crazy things and be on your doorstep a lot quicker than you think. So Parks Canada just wants everyone to be careful. And I think most people have that message in the back of their mind, but also they just want to enjoy their vacation for now, too.
Shane, thanks for your reporting on this.
Anytime, Kevin.
That is our 980 CJME Shane Clausing, who was just in Waskasoo for us yesterday.